you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 29th, 2016. And on this special day, we celebrate the 19th birthday of a senior saint. Now, go figure. More to say about this brother in the Lord in just a minute. But let me say, being just back from a conference in Nashville, Tennessee, hosted by the National Religious Broadcasters, I'm basically filled to overflowing, and there's two or three things that I know for sure. God's got his hand on this radio ministry. He's being glorified, honored, and Jesus' name is being lifted on high by our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. I'm just convinced and firmly believe that this seemingly is effectively happening because God these 20 years continues to provide and work through and bless so many aspects of this radio ministry and answering prayer and contending really for his reputation, I think, by our biblically based broadcasts, honoring his inerrant word, pointing to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the only way to God the Father, dividing his word and teaching it, God-honoring music, and so I'm just more convinced than ever that this is God's ministry bringing him glory, and as we continue to do that, maybe another 20 years he'll bless and work through this radio broadcast, unless he returns sooner. But another thing I'm convinced of is that great credit or appreciation goes out to you, our listeners and supporters. As I got to meet with many station managers, on-air staff, and other people that worked with radio stations, and for that matter, Christian TV broadcasters, and a host of other Christians that serve the kingdom through mass media or internet podcasts or various exhibitors that proclaim the good news message of Jesus through their ministry or outreach. But as I got to hear some of their stories about their listeners or their supporters, I kept thinking how fortunate, how blessed, how wonderful these 20 years that financially our bills continue to be paid when there's a need for equipment or upgrades or additions of staff. You've always come alongside this ministry and supported it. We've paid everything on time. We've never borrowed a dime in these 20 years. Everything has been raised through you. The many senior saints, and for that matter, even children that pray for this radio ministry on a daily basis, I shared often, I feel I sit in a unique position as the general manager and the president of the board, that so many of our listeners pray up that God would lead us and guide us and direct us and provide for us. And so we have so many wonderful prayer warriors in that groundswell of intercession that God would use our broadcasts and our radio events to his glory, I believe continues to be answered, and it's to so many of you that pray for us, I just say thanks. It's so important and valuable and probably our strongest asset that we have so many people that pray for us. And then those of you that give monthly or quarterly or at year end or the special birthday gifts that are coming in, memorial gifts that honor the memory of loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, just the various creative ways you continue to fund this radio ministry is overwhelming. And I shared with a number of people, we've never in these 20 years had share-a-thons or preempted the programming to raise funds in the fall or in the spring, that we don't have business underwriters for the various hosts, and that somehow through God's grace and mercy, he continues to put it on your hearts to support this radio ministry was a bit overwhelming. And I think blessed many people that heard some of the story of Great News Radio as I got to share and talk. But what I was so impressed with was the caliber of Christian. And what I mean by that is whether it was a host that you would quickly recognize because we carry their broadcasts, whether it's their daily program or their weekend program, to just some of the technicians or people behind the scenes, to the various other people that were involved in this conference, they were just stellar in their desire to keep Christ first and foremost, to read his word daily, to serve the kingdom at large, So many of these speakers and the individuals that I got to talk with were just totally sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was such an encouragement. And I learned a lot of life lessons just being near them, talking with them, hearing their testimonies. And so it was a blessed few days there in Nashville at the Religious Broadcasters Convention 2016. I attended a number of workshops and seminars, and then the evenings usually had a keynote speaker, some worship time, and lots of conversation with individuals. Like I said, station managers that we got to bounce various ideas, or what are you doing when these problems arrive, or what are you going to do when this happens? And so I returned very filled up. I need about 3 or 4 weeks to sit by myself and just assimilate some of the things that I hope will continue to make us excellent, worthy of your time to listen to, and ways to better appreciate all that you're doing to make this radio ministry possible and ongoing for the next 20 years. Which reminds me, today we're T-minus 38 days until our big 20th anniversary celebration at Lincoln Square Mall. In fact, I got to meet up with Dr. Erwin Lutzer a few different times, once during a breakfast and sat next to him, and we may share some of that audio in the coming days. But he's pretty pumped and excited about coming down on April 7th and sharing with y'all. And I think right now we have about 430 people signed up. I told them I expect about 1,000, so come on, the 570 or so of you need to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and RSVP your intentions to attend. As mentioned, we have 500 gift boxes that are going to be filled with a lot of fun items that'll go one per household to the first 500 that sign up. So there's still time for you to get that. And then recently, hot off the press, Dr. Lutzer is going to stay the night, and on Friday morning, April 8th, he'll share a message on Equipped for Your Calling to area pastors and leaders. And that also needs to be RSVP'd, and you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. So if you're a pastor or a leader, sign up for that free continental breakfast, but that'll include fruits and breads and coffees and teas and some juices, all free, and it'll begin at 9 a.m. in Champaign on April 8th. So you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. In fact, maybe on Wednesday I'll talk some more about the conference when I have Jason in the studio, but what a blessing to be with so many God-honoring people that love the Lord and want to serve them through their various ministries, especially the Christian broadcasters that I got to meet up with and pray with and dine with and study with. So lots to say about that, I'm sure, in the days ahead. But I hope your day's off to a great start, as mine has already been spent in the Word. And let me share from God's Word a favorite portion of a passage from a birthday boy, today being his birthday, his 19th birthday, in fact. And he likes Revelation, especially the first part of Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what soon must take place. Well, if you heard when I opened up this program, this 19th birthday of Ross Brower of St. Joseph is a senior saint. Now you say, what? How can a senior saint have his 19th birthday? Well, those of you looking carefully at the calendar today, it's February 29th. Leap year. Every 4 years, Ross has a birthday. And today, surprise, surprise, Ross, Carolyn secretly, behind the scenes, has been working on this for some weeks. And let me read a correspondence that we received from her a few weeks ago. Dear Mark, thank you so much for allowing me to sponsor a day of broadcasting on February 29th in honor of my husband Ross's 19th birthday. I'm enclosing some information that you can use for the day. This is way more than you'll need, so feel free to omit what you can't use. If you need any clarification, etc., it's best just to email me rather than try calling. I never know when Ross will be home. My email address is, and she shares that. A lot of this information is some that Ross gave me several years ago when I asked him for favorite Bible passages, favorite hymns, topics of interest, etc. Thank you so much for all you and your staff have done and are doing for Great News Radio. What an incredible way to get the great news of God's love out to a very large listening audience. We both enjoy listening very much. And I'm sure right now, Ross, you have a big smile on your face. And then she concludes, since this is being done as a surprise, I'll be sending a check for the day's sponsorship after the event. Don't want to chance Ross finding the check register and figuring out the surprise. Well, Carolyn, I think we pulled it off. And Ross, happy 19th birthday. Let's see, every 4 years, what's that put you in? 4 times 19, is that how that would work? 76 or somewhere in there? Later on, I'll share some of the fun things about having a birthday on leap year. But before I say much more about Ross, and he was on a past trip to Israel with me about 10 years ago, I'm going to play a special song for him, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you on this, the Monday, the Leap Year edition of Mark and Friends, as Twyla Paris is going to sing about the joy of the Lord being her strength. And may the joy of the Lord fill you with strength today as you go about to and fro, being that ambassador of the good news message of Jesus, representing God the Father through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit through your various activities and words and expressions this very day. Here's Twyla Paris singing The Joy of the Lord, one of Ross Brower's favorite, on this, his 19th birthday. Happy leap year, Ross. You're finally getting to have another birthday after 4 years.
Joy of the Lord will be my strength. I will not falter, I will not faint. He is my shepherd, I am not afraid. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength. He will uphold me all of my days. I am surrounded by mercy and grace. And the joy
Classic song by Twyla Paris. Some of you may remember her coming to town. We featured her twice at the Virginia Theater, one during a classics and hymns tour, joined by Steve Green. And I think it was a year or two prior to that we had Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, and Wayne Watson. Was that a great event, too? Very God-honoring. These artists have been singing and worshiping God 20, 30-plus years. And so we appreciate Twyla very much, and we're going to have another song for our birthday boy, Ross, the senior saint, celebrating his 19th birthday today, as he's one of those leap year babies. If you haven't noticed on your calendar, it's the 29th. You don't see that very often in February, but I hope to have time to play George Beverly Shea's rendition of There Is Power in the Blood, another favorite of Ross Brower from St. Joseph. Well, let me share a little about Ross. Some of you may know him well, and we appreciate Carolyn surprising him and dedicating this day in his honor. But here's a little of their love story and a little overview of Ross's life. But they met in the fall of 1959 in a Russian language class while students at Purdue University. One day, almost late for class, now this is Carolyn writing, I ran up the stairs into the room, reached back to close the door, and instead of hitting the door, hit Ross, who was right behind me. I had no idea anyone was there. He just stood there and smiled. Since this was the final class of the day for both of us, and we both lived on the same side of campus, Ross started making a practice of walking me back to my dorm after class. After we graduated, we were married in August of 1963. 1 week later, we moved here to begin graduate work at the University of Illinois. Ross is retired from the Illinois State Geological Survey, where he served as a hydrogeologist. While his work involved several related areas, the main focus was to help find water well sources for homes and cities throughout the state. He greatly enjoyed a Great News Radio men's trip to Israel in January 2006 and would love to go back again. Well, maybe this will be the year, Ross, as we're going to be working on a trip for early November of this year, about 8 months away, so we'll get some information out about that pretty soon, certainly by our 20th birthday celebration in April. But Carolyn goes on to write, one part of the trip he found not so enjoyable happened when he got hit on the head with a rock while at the Pool of Bethesda site. Yeah, I remembered that. I was standing near Ross, and we were getting ready to have a teaching prayer time, and out of nowhere, about a golf-sized rock or a little smaller, it just appeared, bonked on his head, and then we saw it. It kind of rolled away and then just disappeared, but I think it went into this, like, sewer drainage area, but it literally caused Ross to crumble and kind of fall to the ground. It was, you know, from an elevated site. We were way down low at the ground level of this pool site where tradition holds healing took place years ago. And we don't know where it came from. There were walls all around us. If it fell off of something or if it was somehow thrown, this was like 10 years ago, so there wasn't any kind of protest nearby or anything going on that would be like a point of incitement. But we got Russ back on his feet and prayed over him, and we're kind of shocked by the whole situation. But Ross, I can't promise that'll never happen again. It's the only time I've ever seen anything like that happen, but we'll pray your next trip will be rock-free. Ross really enjoys digging into Scripture, analyzing, comparing, and searching for deeper meanings. He loves getting into deep theological discussions. I remember that as a part of the trip. He is a discussion leader for our small group Bible study. We have 3 adult children and 9 grandchildren. I have a whole list of favorite scriptures of Ross, and maybe throughout the day you'll hear those on the little 1 and 2 minute radio spots that'll be announcing his 19th birthday, though being a senior saint. He was born on the 29th of February. That only comes around every 4 years. But here's some interesting facts about Ross's life. He was married while age 5 because of this unique birthday. His first son was born when he was 6. His daughter was born when he was 7. His second son was born while he was 8. Ross and his first son were 8 and 9 at the same time. Ross and his daughter were 9 and 10 at the same time. And it goes on and on. You can do all the math. But I think Carolyn and Ross have a fun time with that leap year birthday. And Carolyn, we just want to say thank you for dedicating this day in Ross's honor. And we are so blessed to receive the funds to help with the expenses of today's broadcast. And what a unique way to honor Ross, your beloved husband, and bless our listeners through the various broadcasts and hosts and music that will touch and encourage them today. Now, tomorrow, on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, Lord willing, I sat down and had a discussion with Keith Getty, and so you'll hear that in its entirety. So that'll be a special feature tomorrow. Well, dear listening friend, thanks for spending some time with me on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you can join me again at this time tomorrow as I'll share that conversation with Keith Getty. Many of you are familiar with Keith and Kristen Getty, the Gettys. They have a fantastic music ministry. I'll feature a few of their songs on tomorrow, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But I want to again thank Carolyn Brower for surprising her husband Ross on this, his 19th birthday, and celebrating it with our Great News Radio listening family. So we'll close out with another one of Ross's favorites. And on our playlist, I only had this one version by George Beverly Shea. There is Power in the Blood, a golden oldie, sung by a faithful servant of the Lord. So we'll close out our program with There is Power in the Blood. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Come for a cleansing to Calvary's time.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Everybody now.
There is power, wonder-working power.
In the blood
of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonder.